This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters, including some who are badly wounded, were evacuated Monday from a steel plant in the ruined city of Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control, the Ukrainian military said. A deputy defense minister said 53 seriously wounded fighters were taken to a hospital east of Mariupol. An additional 211 firefighters were evacuated through a humanitarian corridor. An exchange would be worked out for their return home, she said. The missions are underway to rescue the remaining fighters inside the plant, the last stronghold of resistance in the ruined southern port city. The steel mill's defenders got out as Moscow suffered another diplomatic setback in the war with Ukraine, with Sweden joining Finland in deciding to seek NATO membership. In the U.S., police in the upstate New York City of Buffalo say the gunman accused in Saturday's grocery store rampage planned to keep killing if he got away. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Buffalo's police commissioner tells CNN Peyton Gendron had talked about shooting up another store as well. Gendron, who is white, is accused of a racist rampage after 10 black people were killed. Authorities are probing it as a hate crime or act of domestic terrorism, though Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that's a legal term.
Because the investigation is ongoing, I won't employ that term.
Earlier at the White House, President Biden praised store security guard Aaron Salter,
who gave his life trying to save others.
The former Buffalo policeman opened fire on Gendron, who was wearing body armor. Salter was shot and killed. Sagar.